I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Following a coup and instability, Kyrgyzstan's new constitution referendum is slated for June with an election in October. Believers are watching with great interest. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
We're very hopeful that maybe this new government would relax things for the churches somewhat.
Keep praying for open doors.
Pray for the protection of those churches and that this unstable situation would give them, not only as churches, but also as individual believers, opportunities to witness and to lift up the name of Christ.
Next, physical and spiritual sight is being provided to children in India's Andaman and Nicobar Islands. A medical team from Gospel for Asia provided care to 69 children at one of their Bridge of Hope centers. GFA workers and an eye doctor distributed free medicine and prescribed glasses for 14 Bridge of Hope kids. In addition, 8 parents also were treated. Bridge of Hope teaches good health habits and provides medical care while pointing children and families to Jesus Christ. And finally, while the 2010 Winter Olympic Games are long over, Shepherd's Ministries residents are preparing for some competition of their own. Daniel Frania, Butch Riley, and Sheila Cates all qualified for the 2010 National Special Olympic Games. Their coach, Cindy Weitzel, says the games will take place in Omaha, Nebraska from July 17th to the 24th. But they're not just going to compete. They also want to share Christ.
I think we're all praying for opportunities. The biggest thing that is going to be the light in Nebraska will be their lives, the way they live it, and the attitudes that they have. I have seen great changes in all of them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through One Hope's Book of Hope. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.